North Korea rattles its saber again. Persecuted Christians are among the first to vote in India's national elections, and the deadline for a ministry challenge draws near. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea is openly defying the international community and threatening global security. A bill introduced in Congress this week puts nuclear issues on par with human rights abuses.
If it gets enough support and passes, then essentially it would say that the U.S. should not establish diplomatic relationship with North Korea until they meet certain benchmarks.
It's also North Korea Freedom Week, an annual event to raise awareness of the plight facing many believers. However, a rally yesterday told Open Doors advocacy manager Lindsay Vesey
that North Korea human rights issues just really isn't on the radar screen of most American Christians.
Vesey goes on to say that questions over dictator Kim Jong-il's health could press believers further underground.
In times of uncertainty, often a country's government in a totalitarian state will try even harder to control their people. And one of the effects of that is a crackdown on Christians. So if there are more frequent searches, and a more concerted effort to find out who the Christians are and to arrest them.
You can help. There are details about the North Korea Freedom Coalition at our website. Meanwhile, Christians were among the first to vote in the ongoing elections in India. The first voting day took place in Orissa State, where thousands of Christians were attacked last fall. Danny Punos of Gospel for Asia says this is a surprising move by the government.
This is kind of a historic thing where in the past, things like this would happen where they would try to bring fear and keep the Christians from voting, but this is going to bring a very loud statement to those in power that you cannot hurt minorities without repercussions taking place.
Christians hope the election results in a more Christian-friendly government. In the meantime, believers in India need you to pray.
And ask the Lord that they would be able to stand strong no matter what comes their way, that their faith would be strong, and that they would be a witness for their neighbors. And that's the greatest thing that they long for, is that more people would come to know Jesus through their life.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Director of Audio Scripture Ministries, Tom Dudenhofer, says distribution will take place next week in Orissa, India.
If you've listened to Mission Network News and other news, you realize that's an area where there's been a great deal of conflict politically and religiously.
More than 120 people were killed last year in severe religious persecution. Thousands took shelter in refugee camps. Dudenhofer says instead of requesting things they vitally need, like blankets and food, people are requesting God's Word in audio.
They realize that if there's going to be any joy in anything that comes into their lives, it's going to come through God's Word.
ASM will hand out 1,000 audio players to Orissa believers. Even though many in the distribution area can't read, they now have God's Word in audio. Dudenhofer says funding for the audio players is crucial.
People can pray that God would simply supply the funding for the players that would allow our brothers and sisters in India to meet the request.
You can help by clicking on the ASM link at our website. Next, you can double the effects of outreach in India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is hosting a Transforming India project in which all gifts given will be doubled. Donations will go to support Mission India Children's Bible Clubs. Bible clubs are gaining much popularity in India and are instrumental in bringing children out of poverty and into a relationship with Christ. The matching gift opportunity ends tomorrow, May 1st. Visit our website for more information on how to donate. And missionaries with Grace Ministries International have asked you for your prayers. A series of armed robberies in Bolivia have raised concerns for believers' safety. Missionaries work with national church organizations in the area of evangelism, church planning, and leadership. Youth programs in Bolivia include Awana and year-round camps. Pray for God's protection over GMI missionaries in Bolivia. Pray also for missionary children and their commutes to and from school. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N has a group on Facebook. If you use Facebook, just do a search for Mission Network News to sign up. You'll get regular messages from us telling you about special reports, video messages, and resources only available to our group members. I'd also like to encourage you to make Mission Network News your homepage today. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.